Country Bob FM.
It is the Bob Almanac. Guess who's back?
I'm ready, Jim.
It's Virtual Neil. After his procedure yesterday, he was defrag, if you want to go on the short side with me. But he's back, so I think we're all ready to go.
Let's do it.
And we're going to start today, sadly, again with another Bob Almanac salute. The lead singer of Roxette, Marie Fredriksson, spiked hair and everything, late 80s, early 90s. This song was from the movie Pretty Woman. Passed away yesterday. She had been battling cancer for a long time. She was only 61 years old. Marie Fredriksson, Almanac salute here today. Wednesday, December 11th, the 345th day of the year. We have 20 days left to go until the end of this year. This date, 1719, the first recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis. Too bad the only recording of it is that it was written down in paper. There's obviously no picture, any video, or anything from 1719. But it was recorded, and it took place New England here on this date, 1719. 1844, a popular feature here in the Bob Almanac is this day in dental history, and it was this date in 1844 that a dentist, Dr. Horace Wells, became the first person to have a tooth extracted. In fact, he wasn't the dentist. He was the guy they were performing the procedure on, Dr. Horace Wells. Had a tooth extracted after receiving anesthetic. Before that, they just pulled it without anesthetic. You'd bite down, or if you could, or you'd grab something and hold on to it, you know, as tightly as possible. I don't know what they would do for the pain before this, but they would use nitrous oxide beginning this date, 1844, laughing gas. Guy started laughing, so they said, oh, are you laughing about losing a tooth? After a while, they realized, no, it was the nitrous oxide. 1844. In the news on this date, 1941, we had news from Capitol Hill on this date.
I therefore request the Congress to recognize a state of war between the United States and Germany, and between the United States and Italy.
So earlier in the day, Italy and Germany declared war on the U.S., and then President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued that statement being read by somebody other than FDR on the floor of the House of the Representatives at Washington, D.C., in the Capitol, and they would then eventually Congress would declare war on both Italy and Germany after they declared war on us. And, of course, we just a few days earlier had declared war on Japan, so it was on. This date, 1941, 1951, in the news. We have a newsreel here for you this morning on the Bob Almanac.
Yankee Stadium won't be the same picture without that glove and the man behind the glove. Joe DiMaggio announces his retirement after 13 seasons with the Yanks. His bosses, Topping and Webb, and his manager, Casey Stengel, will miss the great center fielder, who said recurring injuries made him decide to quit at 37.
The Yankee splinter done on this date. Of course, he did some time during the war and basically saying, yeah, injuries, but really I've got a lot of coffee makers I need to sell and I want to date some very beautiful actresses too. So, who could blame him? Joe DiMaggio retiring this date, 1951. It was 1957 here this date that Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his cousin.
Huh?
Yes, yes, he did. Neil, you're aware of that, didn't you? Don't you watch Entertainment Tonight?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Jerry Lee Lewis married his third cousin, Myra Gail Brown. Jerry Lee says when they first started, he had no idea that she was his cousin. But what was more scandalous, that they were related or that she was only 13? And it was scandalous because Lewis was blacklisted from radio stations, you know, couldn't do concerts. Dick Clark dropped him from his shows. That was this date, 1957. That seems like ancient history, doesn't it? 1981, Muhammad Ali, his last fight.
Judge J. Edson votes 99-94. Unanimous decision for Trevor Burbick.
Well, there you have it. Trevor Burbick.
That's a fight that probably never should have happened. Muhammad Ali well beyond his prime. And it was only his fifth loss. He lost in a decision, as you can tell, to Trevor Burbick. Muhammad Ali, 56 wins, 55 losses in his 61 fights, 37 of those wins by knockout. 1983, this was a big day because it was the first ever visit by the Pope to a Lutheran church. John Paul II visited a Lutheran church on this date, 1983, first ever Pope to visit a Lutheran church. He was quickly, and I say quickly, escorted out because he did not bring a hot dish, so they kicked him out almost immediately. That was the state in 1983. 1985, General Electric purchased NBC, purchased RCA, which in turn, of course, is NBC. And, well, David Letterman, after he heard the news, he just wanted to say hi.
Hey, but we didn't get authorization.
We just can't, you mean we need authorization to drop off a fruit basket?
Yes.
To drop off a fruit basket?
Yes, you need authorization.
Oh, this is going to be fun to work with these people, isn't it? To drop off a fruit basket, you need paperwork.
Classic Letterman. General Electric buys NBC, 1985, on this date. We were hearing a lot about hanging chads, more than we really wanted to ever know about hanging chads. This date in 2000, as the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments from lawyers representing Bush and Gore concerning the Florida presidential vote to recount. And in the news, 2012, this date.
Ravi Shankar, one of India's most renowned musicians, has died in Southern California at age 92. Shankar found global fame in the 1960s for his collaboration with the Beatles. He introduced them to the sitar, an Indian string instrument, and he's often credited with influencing the group's sound.
So Ravi Shankar passing away, 92, one of my heroes. I mean, he took something that you normally have to stand up for, and he found a way to turn it into a sitting occupation or a sitting activity. He went from the guitar to the sitar. That was this date, 2012. We have birthdays now today. Birthdays.
Hey, you guys!
Rita Moreno. Now, I know she's won Oscars. She's won Tonys. She's done all kinds of musicals, but I will always remember her.
Hey, you guys!
From the Electric Company. She is 88 today. Knott's Landing. You remember it?
You know, I'm glad we had this chance to chat. It's important for me to know where my business associates stand.
And where's that, Cookie?
In the 19th century. You may think that women belong at home, barefoot and pregnant, but you've never dealt with me before.
Now, look out. Donna Mills, 79, from Knott's Landing. Oh, how about this song? Probably the number one song, at least top five songs about unrequited love. It's Brad and David Gates.
I found a diary underneath the tree and started reading about me.
David Gates.
The words began to stick and taste.
Wonderful light rock from the 1970s. David Gates from Bread. He is 79. Little Miss Dynamite on our list here today.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
That's her live on Nashville Now on the Nashville Network.
In the new old-fashioned way.
Crook and or Chase dancing on the side of the stage there. That's Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite, probably best known for I'm Sorry, but this song as well. Holiday staple, 75 today. Terry Garr is on the old birthday list here today.
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay? It's fun. Roll, roll, roll in the hay.
Terry Garr, 75. That's from Young Frankenstein. Terry Garr, 75. One of the Jacksons.
I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Yeah, yeah. Daddy's home.
That's Jermaine's solo effort, but it really isn't that solo because he has his brothers singing background with him, including Michael. Michael went solo first, and then Jermaine shortly did. Jermaine Jackson of the Jacksons, 65. Our rapper of the day today is DJ Yella. DJ Yella from NWA, 52. One of the luchadores, Lucha Libre. Rey Mysterio Jr. with an array of masks. I mean, he doesn't even know what he looks like. He wears that wrestling mask so much. He looks in the mirror and goes, "What? Who are you?" 45 for Rey Mysterio Jr. And the young Haley Steinfeld, Oscar nominee.
Yes, and I know you, Tom Chaney.
What are you doing out here?
Came to fetch some water.
Oh, man, what are you doing in these mountains here?
Well, I have not been formally deputized, but I'm acting as an agent for Marshal Reuben Conklin in Judge Parker's court.
She was Maddie, the new True Grit, and then she was in the later Pitch Perfect movies, and she's a singer, too. I think she's had some hits. She is 23 here today. Neil, are you ready for the Gone But Not Forgottens?
Let's do it.
All right. Very good. We do appreciate that. John Labatt gave us Labatt's beer, the Labatt Brewing Company. Canadian, right? I'm pretty sure of it. It's Molson and Labatt. When I think of Canada beer, I think of Bob and Doug McKenzie, and I think of the boxes of Labatt's and Molson's that they had piled up on their TV show set. Labatt Brewing Company, John Labatt. 1838, Gone But Not Forgotten. This guy gave us Kraft and singles.
You won a million boxes? I think we're going to need more crayons.
Kraft cheese and macaroni, the fusiest.
Macaroni and cheese. James Kraft realized, you know what? We could take cheese, put it into powder form, and make billions. And they did. James Kraft, another one of those big food guys. We had Birdseye guy yesterday, Carl Birdseye. James Kraft today, 1874.
You ain't nothing but a hound. Been snooping around my door.
She did Hound Dog before Elvis did.
But a hound dog.
I think she wrote it. 1926 for Willie May, Big Mama Thornton, 1926. Here today, this little ditty was given to us by Perez Prado. He's on our list today, 1918. I think I've done hot yoga to this song. 1918, Fred Cox. We just lost him. Freddie the Foot, longtime Viking kicker, Pro Bowler, NFL champion, 1969, and of course, inventor of the Nerf football, came up with the idea of the Nerf football. It was a great story. He was living in the Twin Cities, and his neighbor came over and said, you know what, I got an idea for a different kind of football. And Fred said, well, you got to make it softer and all these other things. He came up with the ideas for the Nerf football, and obviously made some money on it as well. We had Nerf footballs. We'd have one, and then, of course, the dogs would chew it. Then we'd have to go get another one. Then we'd leave it out, and it'd get soaked with water and be ruined, and the dogs would get a hold of it again. Fred, I seem to remember one of them having duct tape on him at one point in time. So Fred Cox, 1938. One more here today.
Where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Why were there so many songs in the 50s and 60s about car crashes?
So I can see my baby.
You've got Tell Laura I Love Her, you know, Dead Man's Curve. And then this one called Last Kiss. J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. J. Frank Wilson, born on this date, 1941. And now, Neil, what? They're all gone.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. All requests lunch hour live on location. You want to see live radio. Anything can happen. Anything can happen in live radio. We can have technical difficulties. Speaker can fall over. My equipment can spontaneously combust. I could spill Buffalo Ranch sauce on my equipment and make it short out. I mean, anything can happen. So come on out today. The All Request Lunch Hour, taking requests, giving away prizes, a holiday-themed All Request Lunch Hour with people dressing up as the elves. So it should be good. So hope you can come out to Richfield here today, noon to 1. And now we start. A no-repeat workday with the Bobathon.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.